Big Hurt Weird Adventures. And welcome to a brand new episode of Big Hack and Weed Adventures. I am the lavish, luscious, gorgeous, most sensual. I am so sorry, guys. I'm gonna be serious here. I just wanted to have a little fun just playing with you guys. What's going on?
So much.
That was a lot. We're really gonna earn that explicit tag. But hey, okay, guys, how you doing? It's your friendly neighborhood podcaster, the one, the only, full vaccine Gene, Wade Olson. Yes, guys, my name is Gene. This is a whole Twitter thing. Shout out to everybody who participated, including a shout out to Carmen Rose, who decided to do the eye roll in the tweet. So I put out a tweet today before I introduce our lovely, lovely host, co-host, my lovely co-host, one of the greatest guys out there, Big Heck. Shout out to Big Heck. And Heck, I have to give you a better intro than that. So I'm going to do this again. Excuse me. And I'm not going to clap it out. We're just going to do it. Ladies and gentlemen, before we go into typical news talk, I want to introduce one of the greatest, greatest human beings I know. He is your messiah of anime, your anime anarchist, excuse me, had to correct myself. You got to say these names right, guys. You have to. Sorry, it's basically common knowledge here. My good brother, the one, the only, Big Heck, brother, how are you feeling today? How's it going?
I'm doing pretty well, good brother. Let's see. I'm seeing a little bit of a headache, but that's okay. I got my sugar-free Red Bull here with me to help. And coming off of a very data-intensive week.
Mm-hmm.
But we have a lot to talk about.
Yes.
But we have a lot.
No, we do. Definitely do. I like a lot. like a ton of shit. But again, just for shits and giggles, I'm going to mention what happened. So, Beetle Jess, you guys know her, Jess from the Scream Queen. She's been on our show a few times. Yeah, you know she's my significant other. Everybody knows. Love my life. Shout out to her. Go listen to the Scream Queens. Go listen to Squad on the Rocks. Go listen to WCW. All those good shows we are both a part of, or she is a part of. So, there's this little fun thing on her podcast where I like to keep kayfabe, and you guys know what kayfabe means. You got to keep it alive. You can't go by your real names, your shoot names. You go by your fake name. So Wade is not my real name, as everybody knows. So she always struggles with whenever I'm brought up in conversation, Wade or Gene. It's or Eugene. I'm going to say it. That's my real name, guys. Sorry. Eugene is my real name. I said full vaccine Gene. That's kind of a dead giveaway. And she's like, everybody knows your name. Everybody knows your real name. They know who I'm talking about. So I'm like, no, they don't. So I went on Twitter and posted, to much to Big Heck's chagrin, a tweet about, oh, I bet I like this tweet if you know my real name. And Timmy decided that everybody knows your real name. You kind of give half of it away. It's only short two letters. And everybody decided to comment and like it. And it's pretty much, I guess, I hope it goes viral. It's so funny. Yeah, that was my day today. Took out my lovely pup. Read some comic books. That's pretty much how I did today. How are you? What did you do today, Big Heck?
Well, today was pretty much my normal everyday, you know, figure out what I was going to cook dinner for the entire family, did a little bit of classwork, hung out with the kiddos for a little bit. Emily drove me crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Like always, climbing over me, decides that I don't think Emily, aka Boo Boo Balor, I don't think she understands the concept of personal space.
Mm-hmm.
That's a concept that does not coincide with her at this point. She's just like, oh, hey, look, you're a person, and I'm just gonna just decide to climb all over you. And I'm gonna get in your face about this close, and not give you any type of breathing room. And yeah, that was pretty much my day so far, other than I've been doing a massive amount of posting on our pages.
Oh, by the way, hey, heck, you said you did a massive amount of posting. Where is that page? What is that page called on Instagram? Can you let everybody know where to find us on Instagram?
Well, on Instagram, you guys can always find us at Big Heck Weight Adventures.
Absolutely. Please go on follow Twitter, that now. Mm-hmm.
On Twitter, you can find us at Big Heck Weight ADV.
Follow.
And if you go on Facebook, you can find us at Big Heck Weight Adventures.
Follow, follow, follow.
Now, actually, perfect time to bring this up. If you guys go into our bio on either page, you will find a lovely new link tree that will link you to everything we have going on.
Mm-hmm. So you can find us that way. We have a link tree in our bio, guys. Again, we have a link tree in our bio. Again, to repeat, we have a link tree in our bio. Saves us a lot of time. So if you guys want to find us by any means necessary, please give us a follow. Mm-hmm. But Big Heck, like you said, bro, we had a lot of shit happen.
We did.
From Saturday last week to as of this recording when it drops on Saturday. Mm-hmm. So pretty much a week of a lot. First of all, we want to give a major, 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 major league shout out to Battle Club Pro. Big Heck and I, along with Boogie Gargano, shout out to you for being a trooper that whole day. Beetle Jess, Dusty Dave, my good brothers, Maddie G and Bones, also the good brother Rampage and his son. We all attended Battle Club Pro, May the Franchise Reign. And we saw a lot of action, man. Like, dude.
Yeah.
We can't go into the full card, but.
No, there's no way.
There's no way. It was two shows, one night. Man, a lot went on. Heck, let me know. Tell me what you thought, brother. Let me know some of your highlights of the show, man.
I thoroughly enjoyed the show. I thought it was great. I know for a fact, Buggy loved the show. He was super excited about it. It was just long.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that was a lot of wrestling for us to take in a day.
It was
a double show. So, I mean, by the time we got back home, I was exhausted. Boogie was exhausted. You and Jess were. And it was just so much that went on. And, I mean, just... I mean, we won't go into, like we said, we won't do the full card, but just that first match alone, it was a lot, and it was surprising, and I'm just sitting there going, holy shit. We have Boogie here, and I'm going, oh man, tell me it doesn't get worse from here on out.
Right.
Just please tell me it doesn't get worse from here on out. Like, I'm gonna have to explain this so much to our mother. Oh my God.
It's a lot, bro. It was so much from the infamous spot that, mind you, ended up on World Star. Yo, for real. That it ended up on World Star.
Ended up everywhere.
Everywhere. It blew up. The spot in question, Heck mentioned it. It was crazy. Harlow O'Hara, who we are huge fans of, faced MV Young in an open challenge match, and it was basically hardcore rules, anything goes. She was powerbombed from the ring apron into a barbed wire cross.
Yeah.
Wrestling, man. Wrestling. Wrestling. If I can go into the details of my favorite moments, Boogie Gargano, first of all, MVP of the entire night. I have to say that about her. Let me give her major props. The minute any female star came out, from Harlow to the C-Stars to Davian to Savannah Evans to Trisha Dora. Am I missing any other? Oh, from Erica Lee, Riley Shepard, Jenai Kai, Bonesaw Brooks. Any superstar, if you were a female, Tasha Steelz. If you were a female, she was cheering for you. Good, bad, face, heel, didn't matter. Ladies, thank you so much for making a 9-year-old's night. She loved every single one of you. I even had a tweet about it and they all showed us love for it. That was my first highlight. My second highlight has to go to, again, all the female superstars that competed. They killed it. Every single one of them put on a 5-star performance in my eyes. Tasha Steelz, 2 matches, wrestled 2 different people. She wrestled Lady Frost and Casey Navarro, who, by the way, damn it, hashtag signed Casey Navarro. He needs to be signed ASAP, no Rocky. The Sea Stars, again, fan favorites of Big Heck and Wade.
Double match
against 2 different tag teams, the main event, who are also an amazing tag team. They killed it. Go check them out by any means necessary. They went up against also Lady Frost and the Savage Gentleman. I forget his, they called him by his shoot name, but that's what I went by. So that was another great match. They tore it up. Harlow, again, we spoke about earlier. Every other female involved in that card was amazing. But my third highlight, my final one that I got to touch on. Who the hell knew that Rob Killjoy from the Ugly Ducklings was going to show his ass? And I mean that in the nicest way possible. The dude made it all the way to the finals.
He did great.
He did amazing. Because we're used to seeing him in tag matches, heck, right? We're used to seeing him like that.
We've always seen Rob Killjoy with, he was always in a 3-man group.
Mm-hmm. And he's still part of that tag team, but he was never just, singles.
Yeah, but he was killing it in a single.
Mm-hmm. Crushing it, bro. Crushing.
I missed the rest of his, you know, the other 2 dudes who are always with him.
Yeah.
Especially the bigger guy. I forget his name because he just kills me. He's like the comedic aspect for the entire group.
He's the coach. Yeah, I forget his name, man. Oh, man, I don't want to be rude. I'm sorry if we forget names here. But, yo, that shit was amazing. Like, his match with, all his matches. Every match he was in was great. His singles match to get to the finals, I forget the guy he went up against too, even though he was really good too.
Oh, Saeed.
Saeed. Yes, Saeed. Saeed. Thank you, Heck. Thank you. That's why we're great.
Part of Federated.
Yeah, Saeed. Him and Saeed may have put on the match of the night. May have, because there were so many bangers we looked at. It was like that's a contender, that's a contender, that's a contender, that's a contender, that's a banger.
Yeah, and honestly, in actuality, they were all bangers. Mm-hmm. And they were all contenders for matches.
Of course. Of course, man. And again, shout out to Joe Kim. Shout out to Battle Club Pro. Shout out to our good brother, Damien. It was great to see you, brother. We love you. Shout out to Jobber Tears. Great to meet them.
Word.
Shout out to Dirty Heels. Great to meet them. A lot of the sponsors that we that were also part of the show, because we were sponsoring it as well, we got to meet for the first time, and it was great interactions, man. And I'm just very appreciative of Battle Club Pro and everybody involved to, you know, show us love and talk to us and all that good stuff, man. Yeah. A great night. I can't wait for the next event, which is July 31st. Yeah, July 31st. And the main event of that card, it's going to be a Jobber Tears and Battle Club Pro show together called Jobber Slam. And the main event of that show is, as Janelle put it from Jobber Tears, Impact and AEW would never, because, you know, the crossover that they are supposed to do, because they're, you know, that forbidden door should be open, but it's not. Tasha Steelz is going to go one-on-one with Big Swole. Hyped.
That's gonna be a 5-star match, hands down.
Agreed 1,000%, brother. But listen, we talked wrestling enough. We definitely talked some wrestling. You know, I know, we love wrestling. But man, good brother, my lavish mm-hmm. brother, we got to go into what you talk about best. We got to go into the nitty gritty, the big stuff you talk about, because this is what you do. You're the anime anarchist. We got to respect your name, the messiah of anime. And we got to go into that anime news. But good brother, hit us with it. Go ahead. Drop some knowledge on us.
So we did put up a couple of posts regards to some anime stuff that was coming out. Some big anime news. Crunchyroll's actually going to be hosting their Crunchyroll Expo, but it's going to be their virtual expo.
Okay.
You know, because even though things are starting to open up little by little and everything's going to be limited access, Crunchyroll decided, you know, with the amount of time that they have, we're going to keep everything virtual just for now. So August 5th to August 7th is going to be Crunchyroll's virtual expo. You're still able to register online, and the registration is free for access to the show. So it's a 3-day event. If I'm not mistaken, if you registered by May 31st, they have sent out virtual packages to all of the registrants.
Really?
So I got mine. Okay. I got my package. Because y'all already know, I had to sign up.
All right, of course, because listen, I'm going to say this now. I'm going to do some real talk, some real spit real here, right here. Anime stuff, anime events, none of that, none of that. And I'm getting close to this mic as possible for this. Goes down unless the messiah of anime knows about it and is participating in it because he's the head of the table. Put some respect on that man's name. I ain't mean to cut an ill-ass promo like that, but go ahead.
That was a great promo. So, believe it or not, they're going to start sending out pre-show prize packs to all of the registrants who registered from the 31st and before. And they're going to be sending out several packages up until the show. So, registration exclusives, they actually sent out 3 wallpapers that are exclusive to those who signed up, and it's from the anime That Time I Was Reincarnated as a Slime Monster.
Oh yeah, we spoke about this about that. Like it feels like it was a year ago.
Oh yeah, definitely a year ago. So they sent out a desktop wallpaper and then 2 mobile wallpapers for your phone.
Sweet.
They're exclusive with the virtual expo banner on it. You can download them right to the computer and then you can use them, or you can download them to your phone. And only those who are registered will have access to it.
Okay.
So that's Crunchyroll news. And I actually have some news for us to talk about.
Okay.
Because in the interest of getting down and getting busy, I was busy this week.
Yeah, I bet you. Oh, yeah. That's right. We spoke about this often, but you want to go into it a little bit?
We're going to go into a little bit. So I got a little busy this week. Mm-hmm. I decided to do some digging around, looking around. And we actually now are affiliates with an awesome, awesome online anime store. So we are now affiliated with Otaku.academy.
Ooh, go in on this real quick. Go in.
So if you guys are interested in some premium anime merch, if you go to Otaku.academy, going there, you will find they have some amazing, amazing merch that just came out. And if they have on pre-order now, Demon Slayer basketball jerseys. I put the post up. It's on our Instagram. It's on our Twitter. And I also put in there, if you click on our link tree, if you use the link that's there and you use our promo code, which is BigHeckWay10, you guys will save 10% on your order.
Hey, Heck, can you share that code one more time? One more time. Just let them know one more time.
Sure. So the promo code is BigHackWay10. Save 10% on your order of anything you order on Otaku.academy. Mm-mm. Go ahead, take a look, see what they got. I only posted up the basketball jerseys because that's the latest and greatest, and it's on pre-order right now. And believe it or not, y'all know that I didn't just earned the name Big Heck. I am a big dude.
Yes, sir.
He got big dude sizes.
Oh.
They run all the way up to 4X.
Okay. All right. Okay. So
even though I'm working on trying to get down from a 4 to a 3, then gradually to a 2, I'm rocking one of these jerseys for summer.
Mm-hmm. And I'm with it. Hey, brother.
Lavish.
You know what the thing is? We only expect the lavishness from me, but sometimes I gotta admit, the lavishness spreads.
It's contagious.
It's contagious. And you
it's like a fully, virus.
And it's fully spread.
It's contagious. It just spreads.
Oh my God. Like butter on toast.
I'm gonna chalk it up to that. We're just
I'm not editing this shit for nothing. We keeping this all in, bro. You know what?
Go.
I gotta say this now. This is something that happened on Babes of Power. Shout out to them too. One of my favorite podcasts. They are doing their thing. I love them. Scream Queens were a guest on there, and I heard this dumbass rule. You're not supposed to laugh at your own shit on a podcast. Well, boy, what the hell have we been doing for 2 years? We're gonna laugh at our own shit. You're not supposed to giggle at your own shit. Fuck that. We're laughing. We're gonna laugh at everything. You got any more anime stuff you want to touch on, bro?
As far as any more anime stuff that I've posted up and things that have come to my attention, I'm gonna say no as far as the anime stuff goes, but we do have some video game news we want to jump into.
Oh, okay. You know what? Again, this is something Big Heck has been very excited about. It's been posted on our Instagram. Heck, why don't you share that epic news that you wanted to share with everyone? It's pretty dope. It's pretty dope.
I think it's dope. I'm gonna see if I can actually get my hands on it. Maybe we can stream it a bit. Go through all the titles, go through 1, 2, and 3. But so what are we on? We're on June. Oh, okay, so today's June 4th. So as of June 10th, Ninja Gaiden Master Collection will be available. And it's not going to be just available on PlayStation or Xbox. It's going to be available on the Switch as well.
Mm-mm.
So with the Master Collection, you're getting 3 titles. You're actually getting Ninja Gaiden Sigma. You're getting Ninja Gaiden 2 Sigma. And then Ninja Gaiden 3 Razor's Edge. So you're getting all 3 titles. And you're actually getting it for a really good price. It's only going to be $49.99.
Wow, that's a steal. That's a steal it for is. Those type of gems, man. Listen, like I said before, retro's dope. So these games being re-released, and are they being re-released in HD quality?
Yes.
Okay, all right.
They're being re-released in HD quality. And, you know, you got to think about it when these first came out.
Mm-hmm.
Like Ninja Gaiden originally dropped. I'm not talking about OG Ninja Gaiden either. When they redid the whole thing and they launched it on PlayStation, it dropped on PlayStation 2. And then they redid the title again and launched it on PS3 as Ninja Gaiden Sigma. So we're getting titles that are from PS2 and back. I mean, from PS2 and onward. And they're redropping them on PS4, PS5, Xbox One, and Xbox Series X or whatever. So, and to honestly tell you the truth, for it to be available on a Switch, that's even crazier for me. And it always should have been on a Switch, or it should always be on a Nintendo title. I don't understand that. Ninja Gaiden should be available on Nintendo always.
Always, always. Because I don't know. Well, you have a Switch, so you know. Aren't the Ninja Gaiden, correct me if I'm wrong, you said Ninja Gaiden, right?
Yeah, Ninja Gaiden.
I've heard Ninja Gaiden and Ninja Gaiden. Aren't the OG ones, like from back in the day, aren't they on like Nintendo Switch Online? Like with the Super Nintendo? See, yeah, so it should always be a Nintendo title. You're right.
Because to me, absolutely. Because the original, the OG Ninja Gaiden was on Nintendo.
Mm, okay.
So, like, it's a no-brainer.
I'm going to be honest with you, I've never played that.
Okay, so if you want to torture anyone, just load up an emulator of the OG Ninja Gaiden on NES.
Okay.
And be like, here, go ahead, have fun. See if you can clear it. I guarantee you, they don't make it past the first stage.
That's
how difficult the games were.
Oh, it's like, hey, if you can beat the Lion King, I'll get you a new system, like those memes. Okay, damn. All right, you know what?
The Switch is charging right now. This is on levels of OG original Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles on Nintendo.
Damn.
Difficult.
Okay, so yeah, you know what? The Switch is charging. I'm gonna test it out tonight before I take it down.
Well, oh yeah, the original. Yeah, you're gonna be mad.
Okay.
You're gonna be mad.
I feel like I'm gonna be tight because my patience is very thin as of late.
Yeah, just don't throw your Switch.
So you ready? You ready to go into the movie news, bro?
We can go into the movie news, and we have quite a bit.
Oh, okay. I'm about to start this one off. All right. So this morning, checking my phone or whatever, you know, after I walked our puppy, shout out to Rhea. She has an Instagram. Follow her at Rhea.the.corgi. Yes, I shouted out my dog's Instagram. She got to get love in these streets too.
Absolutely.
She's a fan favorite here. Yo, you know what we need to talk to TeePublic about? This is an interesting idea. You think they could do pet stuff?
I don't think, why not?
Yo, Big Hack and Wade stuff for the pets.
Yeah.
Lavish.
You know what? Give me 2 seconds. While you jump into your portion of the movie news, give the Messiah of Anime some time here real quick, and I'm going to look.
Okay. All right. So back to our regular topic. We will go off a little bit every now and then, but we're going to bring it right back. So this morning I'm checking my phone, right? And I see Michael Keaton's trending. And I'm like, what the? Usually when somebody's trending, either they did something bad, did something of great importance, or died lately. So I'm like, yo, if you tell me something bad happened to Michael Keaton, I'm going to be pissed. So I check my phone, I go on Twitter, all that stuff, and I see a familiar symbol on my timeline. I'm like, what is that? And I scream. Andy Muschietti from It, Chapter 1 and Chapter 2, who is directing the Flash movie, posted on his Instagram and Twitter a bloody bat suit. The Batman icon, which you know from Batman 89, has a blood splatter stain on it. It's been teased. So that means it's going to get real ugly in this Flash movie. With so much being announced, we know Supergirl's involved. We know the Flash is involved. We know, obviously, Batman's involved. Batman 89. And rumor is, I don't know how true it is yet, or it's been confirmed yet. Believe me, keeping track of all this geeky knowledge, I push some things out. Ben Affleck's version of Batman is also tied into this.
Right.
So it's a big look, man. Yo, how dope is it going to be to see Michael Keaton in the 89 suit again? And what are your thoughts on this picture? Because I saw it and instantly, oh my God, it's the suit. I love that suit. I give a lot of the movie suits crap, but between Batman 89 and Batman versus Superman, those are the two dopest suits to me. Always have been, always will be. But heck, I got to ask you, brother, before we go deep diving into this, because I know you got your theories about the movie and how everything's going to go. What are your thoughts on this?
So my thoughts on it. I'm so conflicted with this when it comes down to this one. Like, I'm honestly conflicted only because I don't know if we're going to be seeing like the Flashpoint version of everything. Like, this Batman isn't Bruce Wayne. It's actually Thomas Wayne.
Mm-hmm.
And that's who Keaton is coming into play.
Mm-hmm.
Or if he's actually coming in to play Bruce. And then I don't know how Ben Affleck's Batman is going to play into this as well. Like, it's just, there's too many theories to go around to try to figure this one out. At this point, we're literally like at the mercy of just waiting for the film.
I found out And this is just doing a little research and them talk, Andy Muschietti talking about it. Michael Keaton's Batman is Batman from Batman 89. It's that Bruce Wayne. Remember, we're going into multiverse territory. So this plays a whole big factor in the different universes. So Flash's movie is going to do a reset of some sort and combine or mix universes together, because there's rumors of that Michael Keaton's Batman, Bruce Wayne, is going to survive in this film, and Ben Affleck's Batman's going to die. So what's going to happen is, and this is a grizzled older version of 89. So he's going to mentor not only the Flash, but also Batgirl when she gets her upcoming movie. Okay. And she'll be mentoring her. He'll be mentoring her as well. That's the big thing going around. That's just a rumor. That's speculation. Don't take my word for it. That's just going around through social media. And, you know, we won't have a concrete answer until that movie comes out. But that's what I've been hearing. But the Michael Keaton grizzled Batman 89 is definitely a fact. So that's the Batman we're getting. He's just grizzled and something triggers him and it changes him. And we have to have a dark Batman for these situations. So maybe here's my thought process, right? I got an idea.
Mm-hmm.
The reason he is triggered, right? He finds out that Catwoman's alive. Michelle Pfeiffer's Catwoman. They fall in love. They're together and everything. But she, you know, she goes clean, becomes a crime fighter, helps him out. And she gets killed in the line of duty. That sets him off. And he goes down a dark path. And Flash, Barry Allen, Ezra Miller, tries to remind him of who he is and what he should be and say, like, this my Batman was like this. Whatever he went through, he can change and people can grow from these experiences and blah, 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 blah. And be like that light to the darkness. That's my theory.
Okay. I can see how that works. So do we end up seeing the kill off of Ben Affleck's Batman?
Yeah, I think so, man. Because honestly, he said it before. The only way he would play the role again, because if we go back to the OG Justice League original thought process of the three movies that was supposed to happen, Affleck's Batman was supposed to die in the third movie anyway.
Yeah, that's true.
So they're going to find a way to kill him off where he goes out like a hero. So, yep, I see it happening. It's definitely going to happen. Can't have two Batman. You can't have two Batman. You have to have one.
I mean, the logic is sound.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like it, but I agree with it.
Okay. And I respect that, brother.
That's where I'm at. Because, again, I've always said numerous times, to me, Affleck has been legit one of the best, you know, versions of Batman / Bruce Wayne we have had since Keaton.
Mm-hmm.
Keaton to me always holds an iconic he's literally like the iconic character.
He is,
because he, you know, when he was brought to the big screen, that's who we saw. Ever since we've had other versions of Batman / Bruce Wayne, I just personally feel Ben Affleck has been the best since then.
He is. He's picked up the mantle. In our opinion, guys, I know everyone has different cups of tea, man, but I drink my tea and I like it. Don't yuck my yum, bro. Yeah. Don't yuck our yum. We like Affleck. We do. We like Affleck. Yes. We like Keaton. I'm more on the, I hope Pattinson does well. Heck is still on the fence. I'm not going to get, he's waiting for the movie and then he'll give his full judgment. But
this is true. I am going to wait.
He's going to wait and then give his full judgment. He liked the trailer. I'm not going to lie. You did say you liked the trailer. It did win you over a little bit.
I did. I did like the trailer. The trailer did kind of sway me a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
I just, you know, he has to wow me.
Yeah. Of course. The movie has to be really good.
Because the movie could be great and he can have a very subpar performance. Mm-hmm. And it's just because with the line of actors that are casted for this film, they could be performing so well mm-hmm. that they act over him.
They cover for him like everybody does for Gal. I love Gal Gadot, but everybody covered for him both movies.
Right. So that's what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. Everyone's performance could be top notch, and it just they overshadow him.
Right.
Or they just, you know, they help level the playing field of how bad he could be.
Mm-hmm. Or he just knocks out the park.
Or he just knocks out the park. Either mm-hmm. way, we won't know until it happens.
True, true, true. But heck, I'm not the only one that has delivered some movie news. You hit us with a banger today. I am a big fan of these movies since you got me to check them out. But why don't you let our lovely listeners know what the big movie news you put up today on our Instagram?
So, it is with great and immense pleasure that I get to say this. Donnie Yen, my boy, in so many films that I have bragged and boasted about, Mr. Ip Man himself, has now been casted for John Wick 4.
Oh, it's going down.
So not only are we getting Keanu in all of his infamous glory that he has done in this role, we're now getting Donnie Yen to play in the film. I'm curious. I need to know, what is his role?
I think low-key Donnie Yen. Now, you can correct me if I'm wrong. Has he ever played the villain in a movie?
I want to say yes. Actually, no, it was a plot twist. So, no. Nothing that I have seen where he plays the villain.
Okay. Okay. All right. All right. I think he's maybe the villain because these movies are starting to go into the route of those movies. Damn, what was the name of those movies with Schwarzenegger and Stallone and the
Expendables.
The Expendables. It's going that route. So why not have Donnie Yen play the bad guy?
Well, see, now that's the whole question. Only because, and the reason why I'm saying it is because if you've seen Parabellum, right?
John mm-hmm. Wick 3. I haven't seen it. I've only seen 1 and 2.
Okay, so I will say this. The big names that were in Parabellum,
mm-hmm.
only one was an ally. Only one.
Okay.
Everyone else was against him. So this is where I'm trying to say, like, maybe, because if you watch all of these films, he goes through so much shit in these films.
Oh, hell yeah, maybe he did.
This is the one character who's there to finally help John out.
Okay. So maybe, yeah, you know what? There's always these movies.
At least I'm hoping.
And this is the final movie, right?
No.
Oh, there's...
Yeah, one more after this.
Oh, so John Wick 5. Okay. All right. Cool. I'm not against it. I have to watch 3 eventually. I definitely do. I have nothing but time.
Halle Berry's in it, and she did really good.
Halle Berry's in it?
Yeah.
Sold. Okay, sold. Sold.
And she didn't have to put on a fake accent either.
Why do you go there all the time? Okay.
Because you know I can't stand any of those films from that franchise.
I know you can't. I know. We're not going to go there. We're not going to.
That's fine. I'll put away my petty hat.
Yeah, put it away. Okay.
But we do have more DC news.
Ooh, yes, we do. Yes, we do.
Take it away.
All right. So there were recent photos posted of Zachary Levi. In Shazam 2 wearing his new updated Shazam outfit, which also led to the director of the film putting out a teaser trailer to the movie. And I love, so that the teaser trailer basically let me know nothing's really going to change with Shazam. It's going to be in that same ballpark of a cheesy good time. It's going to be a great popcorn movie. He basically, all these superhero movie reveal trailers starts off all dark, and you're seeing like little glimmers of the boots and everything. And you just see him go, why is it so dark in here? Like, you know, it'd be nice if I could see something, or you could see something in here. Like,
feels like there should be a light in here.
Yeah, exactly. But Shazam 2, Fury of the Gods is coming. It's going to be a big movie. There's a lot of names attached. Helen Mirren's in it. I forget because there's so many people. I'm legit going to have to watch the trailer again, watch the all that stuff, and then go on IMDb and look at some of the names of all the people involved. Now, correct me if I'm wrong. Which movie's coming first? Because you are our data analyst. You too. You do all that good stuff on the side for us. Which movie's coming out first? Black Adam or Shazam 2? Because I know they're both starting to film right now.
Right. But if I'm not mistaken, I believe the way it's supposed to go down is Black Adam, I believe, is supposed to release first.
Mm-hmm.
Let me just see. Yeah, so right now it's a tentative date of just 2022.
Okay.
And I believe for Shazam 2, yeah, I'm pretty much right on this one.
Okay.
We're looking at Black Adam will drop in 2022, and then the next year we're getting Shazam.
Okay. All right. So my theory is we're going to get a sneak taste, a little peek at Black Adam versus Shazam at the end of Shazam 2.
I believe it.
Because honestly, Black Adam has said, well, The Rock has said in the greatest promo he could cut, that he's coming after all of our favorite heroes. Every single one. So he's definitely coming after Shazam. That they just go together. So that's his main competition. So that's his main nemesis. So of course he has to go up against him. So it's not going to be in the movie. It's going to happen afterwards. So I feel Shazam will pop up because Black Adam will pop up because they did mention him in Shazam 1.
Right.
With the extra chair.
I got a feeling, honestly.
Mm-hmm.
Like you said, in Shazam Fury of the Gods, we'll see him pop up.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the third Shazam film.
Yeah.
We're going to get Shazam, and I believe we're going to get Superman up against Black Adam.
Okay. All right. I'm with it. I would love to see it. I hope it works out because, you know, Superman's one of his many weaknesses is magic. So,
yeah. We'll but see, you know who's going to make that happen, though.
Oh, mm-hmm. She's going to do it. She going. Mm-hmm. Danny Garcia is the low-key boss. I don't know if you watched it yet, heck, but Lil Rock is one of the best shows on TV. It was so good. It got a second season.
No, I haven't watched it yet.
Bro, Rosario Dawson's in it.
All right, look, stop throwing names at me and names that I absolutely love. Mm-hmm. Force me to watch this. I will get a chance of watching it.
It's going to hook you in. Rosario Dawson's in it. And the dude who plays Macho Man and the dude who plays on all the people that play like legit wrestlers we know from our childhood, they're spot on. I love the dude that plays Macho Man. He's
so good.
Yo, he crazy. He's so crazy, yo. Like, this is what's spoiler. Okay. So there's this one scene where everyone thought that, you know, there was a rival company that everyone was working for in the indie scene because, you know, the Rock's grandmother owned a wrestling company that she inherited from her husband. So everybody was there, Macho Man, Iron Sheik, all of them. And they all started saying their excuse was they were sick or they wanted to go visit their girlfriend or whatever. And, you know, they couldn't make the show, even though they said they were going to do the show. So she thinks Macho Man's like lying. His was, he wanted to spend alone time with his girlfriend and, you know, he really wanted to be with her. Come mm-hmm. find out, they go to the hotel room thinking he's having a business deal. He's actually with his girlfriend and they're doing the deed. And Macho Man gets pissed and he's naked. He's naked. And he's like,
You close the door, brother. Ooh, yeah. Mm. Don't disrespect the macho man. Like, he was, was so spot on. I was looking at Jeff's like, yo, this is fucking perfect.
Oh, my God.
Ooh, yeah, the macho man. Mm, close the door. Back to business. Ooh, yeah, flying elbow drop. And he literally does the elbow drop into the bed. Fucking lost my shit.
No.
Yeah, he does.
All right, now I'm definitely checking this out.
You gotta, you gotta, you definitely gotta. Okay, so we have a little bit of breaking movie news that we heard. Two big stories before we close the show out. So this is cool to me. I like it. It's a very awesome, awesome take. So you know what's with this movie. I consider it to be top tier Spider-Man movie. Top tier.
Oh, of course.
Definitely in the top two. Top two. So, Issa Rae, you may know her from her HBO show. I'm forgetting the name of it right now. It escapes me. Issa Rae, she's been in one of my favorite movies called Little. So good. Such a good movie. She will be voicing Jessica Drew, a.k.a. Spider-Woman, in Sony's Into the Spider-Verse 2.
I love Issa Rae, especially after watching Little. She got me hook, line, and sinker. Like, I love that. I love her as an actress. She's awesome. She's funny as hell. I can't wait to see how she's going to pull this off.
I think she's going to kill it. So far. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Look at the Spider lineup we already have. Okay. So we got Miles Morales, we got Peter Parker, because you know they're going to bring him back.
Right.
Gwen Stacy, Spider-Ham, Spider-Man Noir, Penny Parker with Spider. I feel like I'm forgetting another Spider-Man 2099, who made his appearance at the end of the movie. And now Spider-Woman. Who else are we going to get in this damn movie? Or who would you? I'm going to leave this up to you. Who would you like to see pop up in this movie?
Silk.
I love you. You are amazing. Yes. Yes, yes, yes. Cindy Moon. Just give me. I need Silk in this movie. Give me Cindy Moon, please. I don't know who you're going to get to play her. Just give me Cindy Moon. Just give me. Who? Who you get to voice her?
Awkwafina.
Okay, you know what? She can separate the two. Yeah, I would be down for it. Awkwafina. Ooh, I know. Okay, I got one. Spider-Man UK, but Andrew Garfield voices him.
Well, Spider-Punk.
No. Well, you could still have Spider-Punk in the movie. It would be fine. But no. So
okay, hold on. I'm confused.
There's Spider-Punk and then there's Spider-Man UK.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I see it now. Right. So Spider-Man UK, Spider UK.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, yeah, why not?
I mean, it would work. It would work.
Yeah.
It would work. You have the Spider-Verse is endless, so you can play with this all day long and just give me different versions of Spider-Man, and it's going to work. We definitely need more females on the squad, so I may have to talk to a friend of the show, Timmy, and ask if there are any other female Spider characters we are missing that we would like to see or eventually pop up in this movie. I am very, very hyped for this. Super hyped.
I have one, but I don't know if it will fit.
Who you got?
I really don't know if he'll fit into the universe. But after reading about him, yo, I am so... I literally want to see a storyline about him. I want Spider Assassin.
Oh, you mean the version of Spider-Man that's the killer, like the hired gun? Okay. Yeah. He popped up in Spider-Verse, and they were supposed to do some. He was supposed to do some underhanded shit in the storyline, and they were like, "Nah." Like, Peter was like, "Yo, we don't do that. Like, that's not how we roll here." Like,
word.
And Doc Ock Spider-Man was basically like undermining him and shit, which I didn't like either. I was like, "Yo, he's such a dick."
Like, I know there's so many different versions of Spider-Man, and you know, the variations are pretty much damn near endless. Mm-hmm. But Assassin Spider-Man is so interesting to me that I feel like it would, honestly, why don't they make him like one of the villains?
They could. But again, you know what too could happen? Okay, check this out. We got Kingpin. That was a nice little tie-in. Right. What if they actually went the route of Spider-Verse and added more Loon and his family?
Yeah, they could have done that.
And it's just a big-ass cluster of everybody, because obviously they can't do the Sinister Six because you did that in the first movie, and Far From Home's doing it now, so you can't do it again.
Yeah.
I would do that and call it what it is, man. This movie's got me hyped. I keep saying hyped because I am. I'm a huge Spider-Man fan. Everybody knows this. Hell, we even have t-shirts. Oh, excuse me. That was a segue. So
I do not know what you mean.
Oh, okay. Okay. All right. I'm going to enlighten you a little bit. I'm going to break it down for you guys. So Big Heck has been very busy, and I will give him a lot of credit. He's been super busy. It's not just me, guys. It's a two-man team. We work together. So he did something very, very cool, very awesome. So he hits me up and he tells me, "Brother Wade, brother, gotta talk to you real quick. Go check our merch store." I'm like, "On T Public?" He's like, "Yeah, man, go check T Public," which is tpublic.com/bigheckwade. Got it right for once. We have two brand new shirts available on tpublic.com/bigheckwade. There is the Spider-Wade t-shirt. It's a very dope logo made by our good brother, Clever Art. Shout out to him. And also, I didn't know this shirt was called this, so Captain Big Heck t-shirt. That's what it's called. Also done by Clever Art. These amazing shirts. So smooth, so luxurious, so lavish. It's like you're wearing velvet. It's so silky smooth. Are available on tpublic.com/bigheckwade. We will leave a link in the bio. Go check those shirts out. They're 100% dope. And guys, by the way, we want to say this too. If you purchase a shirt, we will shout you out. We will post your picture with your permission. We will ask all the time. With your permission on our page, we'll give you a lot of love. We appreciate anybody who buys our shirts. We saw a Big Heck Wade shirt. Shout out to Rampage again at the show. And it's just dope, man. Again, go to tpublic.com/bigheckwade. That was a nice segue. Smooth. But we got a closer here, guys. We got to end the show sometime. We're going to close with...
We do.
Sucks. We got to go, man. It really does.
But really quick, just to jump back into who would we want to see in the Spider-Verse?
Okay, I got to hear this one. Go ahead. Kill it.
I'm going to send you the picture really quick. I want to see what you think.
All right.
Only because to me, it would be interesting just to see that come out of nowhere.
Ooh. Oh, okay. No. I like it. Arachnite could work. Arachnite could definitely work. We got a little glimpse of it in Ultimate Spider-Man show.
Right.
I could see it happening in this movie.
I know it's part of like this crazy, like, you know, side story that's, you know, not 100%. It's not really, it's the Infinity Warps.
Mm-hmm.
I just think the concept is dope.
I do too. It would work. I really think it would work. It's not a bad idea. We can go back and forth all day.
Yeah, we could.
With so many Spider-Verse characters. You know what? I'm going to post something on Big Heck and Wade's Twitter, and I'm going to see if this person's down for it. Not going to name names. I'm going to call them in for this episode. We're going to have fun with it. We'll talk about it all for you. I got an idea. You just inspired me a little bit. So let's close the show, man. We got some final news. So Big Heck and I did a review of Mortal Kombat's reboot a few weeks ago, and we were talking about Johnny Cage and who we want to play him, and we said The Miz. That was our pick. He looked like, literally, his whole gimmick is Johnny Cage. That's his gimmick.
Pretty much.
He's Johnny Cage. He's wrestling Johnny Cage. So we said, why not pick him? So comicbook.com is reporting that not WB is interested in casting a certain person to play him. Not Ryan Reynolds. Not The Miz. There was somebody else in the running too, but not them either. The person in question, the actor in question, is Sons of Anarchy star Charlie Hunnam is rumored to be playing Johnny Cage in the Mortal Kombat sequel. I have not heard Big Heck's thoughts on this yet. I really haven't. I have mine. I'll go first and then I'll pass it over to Big Heck.
Yep.
Okay. Johnny Cage is a very unique character to play. Charlie Hunnam, I feel, is good. He's good. He's a great actor. I just don't think he fits the role that well. Like, he would have to really just, like, go out of character for him. Because, his character on Sons of Anarchy, which I've never watched, but I've seen, like, little clips here and there, is a very grizzled individual. I don't think he can go from grizzled individual, unless his range is completely off the charts and I don't realize it, into a comedic B action movie star and actually make it work.
Okay.
Like I said, The Miz is so damn cheesy that it would work. Yeah. And it's just something great. Cause shout out to our good brother, Tristan. He was like, basically, no, The Miz can't act. That's the point. Johnny Cage can't act, but he can fight.
An action star.
He's an action star who can't act. He's right. Trash. He's trash at that. He's basically Steven Seagal.
Van Damme.
He's Van Damme. It's a parody of Van Damme and Steven Seagal. That's basically what Johnny Cage is. And Mitch fits that perfectly. You could have a stunt double make it even funnier for him. He'll get in shape and he'll kill it. I honestly, I'm kind of on the fence with this. Ryan Reynolds would have been funny as hell too. I'm not going to lie. Heck, and I would have bought our tickets like pre-order if Ryan Reynolds was announced as Johnny Cage. But I'm not with it. I'm on the, if you get him, show and prove. Give me the best version. You know who would probably kill Johnny Cage too, low-key, because he has comedic chops? Channing Tatum.
Yeah.
He could do it. I wouldn't mind seeing Channing Tatum. Do it. He can handle it. Plus, he can.
You know what? You're right. I didn't even think about Channing Tatum for the role.
He could break out the step up moves or the Magic Mike moves, and he can punch people in the balls.
Oh my god.
But heck, I'm gonna hand it over to you, brother. What do you think about this?
I'm really on the fence about Charlie Hunnam. And I'm a massive Charlie Hunnam fan. Like, the first Pacific Rim film, I loved it. Sons of Anarchy, I watched it all the way up till the final season, and I had to stop because there's a certain somebody who lives in this house with me, who I am married to, who refuses to watch the end of Sons of Anarchy. You know where you can see a little bit more of a range in his acting? If you haven't seen it, I believe it's streaming either on Stars or
I think HBO. I know. Oh, wait a minute. I think I know. You made me watch this movie and I actually fucking liked it. Oh,
yeah, man. It's King Arthur and the Legend of the Sword.
Fuck, he was charming as shit in that movie.
He wasn't only charming, he was witty.
Oh, shit.
And he was able to fight his ass off. Like, the fight choreography in the film, it was beyond sword. It was like, you know, he did some hand-to-hand. And we all know that he could pull off an English accent, like an American accent. So yeah, that's not an issue.
It's not a stretch for him.
Yeah, it's not. So, I mean, if I want to be 100% honest, if I'm being, you know, truthful, you know what? He could pull it off. It's not far-fetched. And I believe there's another film where you get to see a little bit more of the lighthearted side of him and a little bit more of the comedic side. I believe it's called The Gentleman.
Right.
So this is one of those films where he can either make or break the role.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like a 50-50 split.
True, true, true.
So I'm going to go on record. I'm going to give him benefit of the doubt that if he does take on the role as Johnny Cage, this is probably going to be the most stretch of his like acting abilities that we're going to see him do.
Right.
And we may enjoy it because not for nothing, he was funny as hell in King Arthur.
He was. Damn it, heck. Just when you think I don't, like I have my opinion, you just sway me on some shit. Damn, man. Okay, you know what? I'll give him a shot if he takes the role. If he has to take the role and it has to happen. So I'm on the fence. But
I won't knock your choice. Channing Tatum.
21 and 22 Jump Street. Just saying.
And it's funny that you bring up 22 Jump Street. Because that is literally the ongoing meme in anyone's TikTok. And that scene, that specific scene, came up on my YouTube algorithm.
Oh, shit. Oh, shit.
Oh, shit.
Oh, shit. Yo, such a good Ryan. One, man. I loved it. I fucking love it. That's one of
Dude,
my favorites.
I loved them in 21 Jump Street. Fuck you, science. I was like, oh, my God, what the hell?
Man's old lady trying to touch my balls, man. She touched me. She was like, I gotta knock her over.
Oh my God. So terrible.
This is getting off the rails.
It always does.
We gotta close the show.
Yep.
Oh man. Heck, tell them where you Heck, tell them where you can where I can find you on social media.
So, guys, you already know. We tell you time and time again. You guys can find me on Instagram. You guys can find me on Twitter at BigHack217. I'm available on Facebook, but I don't give out my government name for nobody. So that one will remain anonymous.
Mm-hmm.
I am available on TikTok, even though I haven't been posting on TikTok. But that is also BigHack217.
Into the thick of it.
Yeah.
Into the thick of it.
And yeah, that's it. That's all for my socials at the moment. Brother Wade, where can we find you?
In the thick of it. No, Castaways.
Oh, Lord.
I'm sorry. We're having fun. We're having fun with this one. This is a fun one.
Too much.
This is good. Okay. All right, I have a lot of social medias and a lot of shit to plug in one shot, but I'm going to do it. Okay. If you want to find me on social media, it is at Wade Olson on Twitter. It is at Wade Olson on Instagram. You have to add a little underscore at the end. Let's see. I am also on TikTok as well. I haven't posted in a while, but I do like a lot of tweets. I mean, like a lot of TikToks. It's fun up there. It's funny as hell. I never thought I would have a TikTok account, but I actually do. I am one third of a wrestling podcast, which you can find exclusively here on the Fourth Wall Pop Network, called New Normal Wrestling. We talk about everything from AEW, WWE, New Japan, everything, Ring of Honor, all that good stuff. You can follow us on all social medias at New Normal Wrestling or on Twitter at Wrestling Normal. I am one third again of a wrestling podcast where we strictly talk about women's wrestling called Women Can Wrestle. We are available on all podcast streaming platforms. Our Instagram is at Women Can Wrestle and our Twitter is at WCW the podcast. That is all my social medias I have to put. Excuse me. Before we continue, again, if you would like to follow Big Heck and Wade Adventures, we are on Instagram at Big Heck and Wade Adventures. We are also on Twitter at Big Heck Wade ADV. We're doing a lot more posting on Twitter. We are trying our best. We focus more on Instagram, but we decided that we're going to try to focus a little bit more on Twitter too. We also have a Facebook. So, go ahead, Heck. Anything you want to add?
Just to piggyback off of that one.
Mm-hmm.
My rule of thumb now is I post to Twitter first and then I go to Instagram.
Okay. And I'm the opposite.
Right. But the reason why is because I'm home more now and I have access to my laptop 24/7. I have the phone in front of me to do the Instagram post and then I go right on the computer to do the Twitter post.
Sweet.
It makes it super easy.
Sweet. So guys, again, we love you. Thank you for listening. Thank you for listening. Thanks for following. Thanks for giving us time. Man, Heck, we're coming up on our 2-year anniversary.
We are.
It's coming. What,
2 years?
A month, right? It's in a month.
It's in a month.
It's in a month.
Dude, believe it or not, I actually found the original photos from when we first posted when we were starting off.
Right.
It's amazing how we've grown so much. We literally went from just your iPad
right. And
sitting at the table to us now having, you know, we have the laptops going, you know, HD webcams. We have secondary screens, microphones.
Lights.
Lights.
And lavish actual
studio, backdrops.
Lavish backdrops and chairs. good quality mics. We really improved on our mics.
Yeah,
we're still gonna have fun with this, man. But
oh yeah,
Heck, you want to close this out or I'll do the close out?
I'll do the close out. It's okay.
Alrighty.
You did the intro. I'll do the close out.
Knock it out, bro.
So, as always, thank you for coming and rocking out with us tonight. We love you guys and we appreciate you taking the time to enjoy everything that we love to talk about, which is nerdy and geeky and very endearing to our hearts. And as we sign off every night, we're gonna sign off the same way. And that's with a peace, a salute, and we're out.
Later!
Into the thick of it!
Hey!
Into the thick of it!
Damn!
Into the thick of it!
Dang!
Ugh!
Bad! Growl! That!
We're tramping through the bush.
That way.
On and on we push.
Water.
Into the thick of it. But we can't.